content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Kiplinger.com and also Money.com. Our first article is from Kiplinger.com. How much will car prices go up with tariffs? Whether new, used, domestic, or foreign, car prices are sure to rise with tariffs. Few industries are more exposed to the new tariffs being imposed by the Trump administration than the car industry. And for car shoppers, that vulnerability spells higher prices and leaner inventories of cars on dealer lots. A 25% tariff on imported automobile parts went into effect May 3rd, joining a 25% tariff on imported cars that went into effect in April. The tariffs will create burdens of at least $2,000 per car, according to Anderson Economic Group, and car buyers are likely soon to see that ripple effect. Let's take a look at what you might see at the dealer in the near future. Is there a truly American car? To understand the impact of tariffs on car manufacturing, it's important to realize that there is no such thing as a truly American car. Ford, GM, and the U.S. brands under the umbrella, such as Jeep, Ram, and Dodge, assemble many, but not all of their vehicles in U.S. plants. GM, for instance, imports many of its popular Silverados pickup trucks from Mexico. And even cars assembled in, say, Michigan are full of parts and materials that originated outside of the U.S. Likewise, many Asian and European brands assemble vehicles in the U.S., particularly in plants located in the South. But again, they rely on a complicated mix of domestic and imported parts and materials. Some automotive parts cross a border multiple times before ending up in a fully assembled car that's ready to hit a dealer's showroom. Auto tariffs and their impact. President Donald Trump's new 25% tariffs on auto imports, including imported parts that don't comply with the rules of the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade pact he negotiated in his first term, are already starting to raise prices on cars for sale on lots now, according to anecdotal accounts. Other tariffs, such as those on imported steel and aluminum, two key car-making materials, are bound to push up manufacturers' costs, too. Trump announced the auto tariffs in late March, calling them, quote, permanent. He did, however, make some amendments to the tariffs to create some carve-outs and give businesses time to adjust. Estimates of how much more cars will cost vary, but the consensus among forecasters is that the impact will be painful. And how much will tariffs raise new car prices? The staff of the Kiplinger Letter estimates that new car prices will rise by $5,000 to $10,000 in the case of foreign brands, and $3,000 for domestic vehicles. In an analysis of the car-specific tariffs last month, Edmunds.com head of insights Jessica Caldwell noted that it's reasonable to expect that vehicle prices will rise, which presents an added challenge to an industry that is already grappling with ongoing affordability concerns. Edmunds data shows that the average transaction price of a new vehicle in February was already $47,373 before any tariffs began. Vehicle availability also figures to worsen as some key components or materials that used to be imported become prohibitively expensive and manufacturers struggle to line up domestically sourced replacements. One source at a major automotive supplier tells the letter that identifying and testing vehicle parts from a new supplier can be months-long process. And as we witnessed recently with the semiconductor shortage, lacking even one or two components can slow or idle assembly lines, leading to shortages of new cars for sale. And will used car prices go up because of tariffs? Price hikes and less inventory may push would-be buyers to look at the used market instead of buying a new car. That in turn spells higher prices and more competition there too. Because of the supply chain problems that hampered production of new cars in a few years ago, fewer vehicles were leased at the time, and so fewer lightly used, high-quality leased vehicles will be entering the used market now, just as more shoppers will be jockeying for them. What other car cost could rise with tariffs? Even if you aren't planning to buy a car, new or used, what happens on dealer lots is likely to affect you in other ways. For instance, the new tariffs on imported parts are going to push up repair and maintenance costs for all drivers on everything from bodywork to routine brake jobs. Car insurance premiums, which are already way up since the pandemic, figure to rise more too as repairing cars gets more expensive. And even if you don't own a car, but rent one when you travel, you can expect higher rental rates and fewer options at rental agencies. Should you buy a car before tariffs have a bigger impact? The bottom line, if you're in the market for a car, already own one, or ever plan to rent one, you're going to pay for the new automobile tariffs one way or another. But before you rush to the dealer, before tariffs take effect, keep in mind that it's always best to buy a car because you need it, not because you're afraid the car you want could become too expensive in the future or unavailable altogether. Even before the new tariffs, prices were already high and inventories were limited, so it paid to be flexible about what to buy and what features you really prioritize. That will be even more true now as the auto tariffs affect the market. Don't let fear pressure you into buying. Focus on your personal situation, whether you need a new car, and what you really need from that car. And our next article, also from Kiplinger.com, 5 things you can get at Costco without a membership. We highlighted several popular Costco benefits that don't require a membership to the warehouse club. Let's take a look. At a time when rising prices just seem to keep climbing, the deals on groceries, gas, and other essentials at Costco are tempting. But if you're pinching pennies, it can be hard to justify forking over $65 or more per year to cover the cost of a Costco membership. Luckily, you can still take advantage of a few of the warehouse club's most popular perks without having to join. Costco recently raised membership fees for the first time since 2017, increasing a basic membership from $60 to $65 and an executive membership from $120 to $130. But several of the retailer's perks can be enjoyed membership-free. We've highlighted several such Costco benefits that don't require a membership. Let's take a look. The first up, gas. Don't be surprised if you see a long line of cars waiting to fill up at a Costco gas station on any given Saturday. That's because the warehouse club prices at the pump are hard to beat. While you may have to wait several minutes, you could potentially save a few cents per gallon, which can add up over time, especially if you're planning a summer road trip. But wait, those longer lines may be shrinking very soon. That's because Costco gas stations are now open longer. Gas pumps at all Costco warehouse locations in the U.S. are now open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. On Saturday, the pumps are open from 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and on Sunday, you can pump gas from 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Previously, pumps closed at 8:30 p.m. on weekdays. A recent report from Yahoo Finance used GasBuddy and Costco's website to compare gas prices across several large U.S. cities and found that Costco's prices aren't typically the absolute cheapest, but they're always significantly less expensive than the, quote, average price. Costco's prices on average were 28 cents per gallon cheaper than the city's average gas price. While this perk is supposed to be exclusive to Costco members, you can still take advantage even if you aren't one. Here's the trick. You'll need a Costco shop card, a reloadable gift card that a Costco member must purchase for you. Most Costco gas stations are self-service, except in Oregon and New Jersey, which are full service by law, with pay-at-the-pump technology. You need to insert the Costco gas card to activate the pump, but once you do, you can opt to pay with a regular debit card or credit card. And number two, alcohol. Costco is the biggest seller of wine in the U.S. While it offers a large selection of higher-end options, the Warehouse Club's Kirkland Signature wines are a huge hit among customers due to their high quality and low prices. If you want to try a bottle but aren't a member, you're in luck. Costco's Kirkland-branded beer, wine, and liquor, as well as name brands, can be purchased by non-members, but only in states that legally require the Warehouse Club to do so. Local laws in some states prevent Costco or any membership-based club from only selling alcohol to members. We contacted Costco for a list of the states that allow the general public to make such purchases, but we weren't given a definitive answer. For the sale of alcohol, membership rules vary from state to state according to local laws. However, it's been widely reported that non-members can purchase booze at Costco in the following states: Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Texas, and Vermont. Before making the trek to your nearest Costco for the first time, call ahead. If you're confident you should be able to make the purchase in your state, ask to speak to a manager if the employee checking memberships at the door turns you away. And number three, prescription drugs. If you have a prescription that needs to be filled regularly, switching to Costco's pharmacy might help you save big, especially as rising drug prices put a strain on your budget. Prices on more than 4,200 drugs increased from 2022 to 2023, and 46% had price jumps larger than the rate of inflation, according to the ASPE. The average price increase was 15.2%. which equated to $590 per drug product. This year, drug makers plan to increase prices again by about 4.5% on at least 250 drugs. But Costco's discounted prices can help you save on prescription medication. The average retail price for 30 500 milligram capsules of the generic alternative of amoxicillin, for example, is $14.59, according to GoodRx.com. At Costco, you'll only pay $8.84 for the commonly prescribed antibiotic. Depending on where you live, you can get your prescriptions filled at Costco without a membership. Just like alcohol-related purchases, there are local laws in certain states that require the Warehouse Club to make its pharmacy available to the general public. Again, your best bet is to call the store location nearest you to ensure that non-members can use the pharmacy. And number four, free eye exams and health screenings. If you're not a Costco member, you can still take advantage of Costco's eye clinic by making an appointment for an eye exam and an in-house optometrist. However, you won't be able to purchase eyeglasses or contacts without a membership. Costco pharmacies that are open to the general public also offer a variety of other health screenings free of charge to members and non-members alike. This includes osteoporosis, heart and diabetes screenings. Stop by your local Costco to find out about upcoming screenings. And number five, just about anything on Costco.com. Costco.com offers a wide range of products, from groceries in bulk to power tools to a Whirlpool bath, and you don't need a paid membership to shop. However, if you're a non-member, you'll be hit with a 5% surcharge on top of the listed price on all items in your shopping cart, except prescription drugs. Depending on how much you're spending, the cost of membership might end up being cheaper than paying that surcharge. It's also worth noting that certain products sold on the Warehouse Club's website are only available to members for purchase. You can also shop a limited inventory of Costco grocery items through Instacart, an online grocery delivery service. Some of Costco's Kirkland Signature products are even sold on Amazon, with some eligible for Prime shipping, though the price markups are usually sizable. For anything you plan to purchase regularly, make sure you do the math to find out whether paying the markup is still cheaper than paying for a Costco membership. How much does a Costco membership cost? If you want access to all the benefits of Costco, the Warehouse Club offers three annual Costco membership options: Gold Star, Business, and Executive. A Gold Star membership is now $65 and includes one household card. Anyone can sign up for this membership type and use it for personal purchases. A business membership is also $65, but it's only available to verified business owners. It includes one household card and can be used for business, resale, and personal purchases. An executive membership now costs $130. The upgrade is available to anyone for personal use, Gold Star Executive, or resale use, Business Executive, and comes with an extra household card. Members at this level can also add additional people to their membership for $65 each. An added perk for executive members is earning an annual 2% reward on qualifying purchases up to $1,250, which can be used for future purchases. Executive members also receive discounts on various Costco services, including the Warehouse Club's auto and travel programs. Currently, you can save up to $40 on a Costco membership by using this deal from Stack Social. That's STACK Social. If you buy Gold Star membership for $65, you'll receive a $20 digital Costco shop card by email within 2 weeks of purchase, effectively bringing the price of a membership to just $45 a year. If you get the $130 executive membership, you'll receive a $40 gift card by email, effectively bringing the price of an annual membership to just $90. And one final note, you can return your membership at any time for a refund. No questions asked. It's one of our 20 secrets to shopping at Costco. And how about this article? This appeared in Money.com. Five easy ways to spring clean your finances. This article by Julia Glum. Spring cleaning is a centuries-old tradition aimed at trashing the old and ushering in the new. With vibes high and melatonin levels low, it's an opportunity to swipe away the vestiges of the winter and welcome warmer weather with open arms. But while you're Cloroxing the bathroom, washing the linens, and decluttering the junk drawer, you can't neglect your money. Here are five easy ways to spring clean your finances so you're well-positioned for the rest of 2025. Capitalize on the momentum. Chris Powell, head of deposits and customer engagement at Citizens Bank, says this is a perfect time to roll up your sleeves. New Year's resolutions are in the rear view. You're likely trading winter mode, in which you sit on the couch, online shop, and complain about the weather, for summer mode, in which you go out often, splurge on ice cream, and take expensive trips. Why not harness that energy? Sometimes it's just stepping back and looking out the window, seeing spring coming and saying, "Geez, what do I want to do?" Powell adds. "I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling positive about where things are going. How can I take those next steps?" We'll first survey the scene. The best way to start is by dropping an anchor, says Haley Sachs, the Zennial finance expert behind Mrs. Dow Jones, who's been partnering with Wells Fargo. Either on your own or with a financial advisor, you should look through your accounts and take stock of your balances, debts, and interest rates. Sachs says budgeting should be more about saying yes to what matters rather than no to fun opportunities. This is an opportunity to drill down. Like your closet, your budget should reflect your style, your values, Sachs says. Look at your last month of purchases and ask yourself, did this bring me joy? Does it align with my goals? While scrutinizing your outflows, Powell says, to keep an eye out for areas where you may be experiencing, quote, leakage. Are you still using that Apple TV subscription you bought solely to watch Severance? Should you swap Kindle Unlimited for a library card? You should cancel unwanted and overlooked subscriptions so you're not wasting money on them the rest of the year. And revisit your goals. You can build whatever is on your horizon, a trip to Mexico City, a beefed-up emergency fund, a fancy swimsuit you've been coveting, into your budget. Summer is coming up, and it's a very spendy time, Sachs says. I think that a lot of those expenses feel out of the blue because we don't plan for them, but you can predict them. She recommends making a list of expenses you know are coming up and working backward to determine how much you must save to afford them. When you've planned for something, it makes the purchase sting so much less, Sachs says. And boost your savings. After trimming your expenses, you can turn your attention to your savings. An easy way to dip your toe in is with your tax refund. Millions of Americans will be getting them in the next few weeks, according to the IRS. The average refund so far is $3,116. Sachs suggests you take 10 to 20% and enjoy it. Then you can put the rest to work. Folks are finally finding themselves a little bit flush with cash and saying, "What do I do with this?" Powell says. Make some purchases you've been looking forward to, but really understand your goals. Although high-yield savings account rates have been dropping as the Federal Reserve slashes rates, they're still a great place to park cash and earn interest. Ally Bank, for instance, offers 3.6% on its high-yield savings account, versus the national average rate of 0.41%. Automation is the secret weapon here. Using a tool to set and forget weekly deposits into a high-yield savings account is a great way to grow your deposit. Don't use willpower. Rely on technology, Sachs says. And get creative. Sachs says to always think about how you can earn more. With your spring closet clean out, there are items you can resell. When was the last time you asked for a raise? Is there a side hustle you can pick up to generate some extra income? We talk so much about how to cut down our spending, which obviously is not a good way to think, so no one likes to be in that mindset. But there is a floor to how much you can cut, she adds. Putting in some work now to clean up your money can benefit you in the end. With financial changes, it's really about sustainability and having things compound over time. When you're spring cleaning, don't do anything so drastic. And definitely lean on the automation, Sachs says. Set your worst self up for success. And let's see, our next article is also, it appeared in Kiplinger.com. Amazon's Prime Day faces tariff troubles, what shoppers need to know. Amazon's biggest sales event of the year is facing some headwinds. If you're planning to shop Prime Day, here's what tariffs and fewer third-party deals could mean for your shopping experience. Amazon Prime Day has long been a reliable summer and fall tradition for deal-hungry shoppers. But this year, some of the excitement may be dampened by a global trade tension and a growing sense of uncertainty. This doesn't necessarily stem from buyers, but from the third-party sellers that help power the event. Several independent sellers are reconsidering their participation in Amazon's annual mega sale due to tariffs and ongoing supply chain issues. That could have a ripple effect on the kinds of deals shoppers will see, especially if you rely on Prime Day to stock up or snag tech at a discount. Here's what you need to know before the big day arrives in July and again in August. And I'm going to need to edit this article today because we're just about out of time. But the article basically says fewer third-party sellers may mean fewer deals. Tariffs will have an impact on that. Should you still shop Prime Day? If you've traditionally used Prime Day to stock up for back-to-school season or even get ahead for the holiday gifts, it's still worth browsing the sales. However, it's also a good year to manage expectations. Amazon isn't the only one feeling the tariff pinch. Retailers across the board are adjusting prices and inventory plans to account for increased cost. However, because Amazon tends to be the first shop for online shoppers, it's also one of the first to reflect supply chain hiccups. And also, what to expect in July and October. While Amazon has confirmed July's Prime Day event, we don't know the exact dates or product lineup until closer to the launch. In the past years, Amazon has also run a second Prime Day in October. It's typically focused on early holiday savings, so that's likely to continue. And we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.